A new manufacturing facility is coming to Northeast Oklahoma. Details on the latest scam involving a utility company. And the Oklahoma Summer Arts Institute is facing a budget crunch. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 14th. I'm Deborah Shar. One of the largest ammunition manufacturers in the world plans to open a new facility in Pryor. Thomas Pablo has details on the $300 million project.
Brazilian arms manufacturer CBC Global Ammunition plans to build a new factory in the Mid-America Industrial Park. A contract between Oklahoma and the company says it will create 350 new jobs with a $55,000 average salary. The contract includes a $10 million award from the state's Quick Action Closing Fund. This fund was created over a decade ago to help attract businesses to the state. In exchange, the company is obligated to spend $200 million and hire 100 full-time employees. CBC is just the latest in a string of companies that have received tens of millions of dollars from the fund. Electric vehicle manufacturer Canoo got $1 million in closing fund awards before shuttering its locations in Oklahoma last year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
OG&E is warning customers about an online scam involving a fake company phone number. OG&E says customers have reported that a fraudulent phone number comes up in internet searches for information about paying an OG&E bill. Those who called the number say a person answered and claimed to be taking payments for OG&E customers, but the person is not affiliated with the company. OG&E says customers should always use the company's website to pay a bill online or to find verified contact information. A new state law requires manufactured protein food products to be labeled differently from meat. Anna Pope reports the measure was signed into law this week.
House Bill 1126 requires manufacturers, distributors, and retailers to label cell-cultivated plant or insect protein products as not meat. People could face a misdemeanor if they violate the act. Republican Representative Jim Grego of Willoughburton is co-author of the bill.
We want the people to know when they go buy a product in the store where that product originated and be labeled as such. Thank you.
He says the measure puts the burden of proof on manufacturers, and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry is responsible for investigating complaints. Earlier this year, lawmakers were considering a complete ban of cell-cultivated meat, but that bill has stalled. The act goes into effect on November 1st. I'm Anna Pope.
A longtime Oklahoma arts education institution is facing federal budget cuts. Sarah Lisi reports the National Endowment for the Arts is withholding funds from the Arts Institute at Quartz Mountain.
Caleb Mitchum is the Arts Institute Development Director. He says the NEA has supported the organization annually since 2017, so
this is a really shocking turn of events.
About a month away from the Oklahoma Summer Arts Institute program at Quartz Mountain in southwest Oklahoma, he says the organization received news that the NEA grant of $30,000 was being withheld. That funding was earmarked for faculty honorariums.
These are people who are experts in their area. They're Grammy winners, Academy Award winners, artists that students in Oklahoma would never have access to without this kind of opportunity.
The lost funding makes up only 2% of the Summer Arts Institute budget, but Mitchum says it's still difficult to replace. Despite the funding loss, the summer program will continue this year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.